Rockers, welcome to a brand spanking shiny ass happy sunshine sparkle rainbow sunshine edition of the Hollywood Hick. This here is me, Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, coming at all y'all from Hollywood, California, sitting up here in the Florida room, up from Hollywood Boulevard, spitting distance, I'm telling you, from the most famous intersections anywhere, all y'all, Hollywood and Vine, and you're listening to me right here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com, throw a / listen behind that. I tell all y'all mother truckers all the time, I hope you're paying attention, but then you get all the fabulous programming that's happening right here on the Crab Diving Network. So turn it on your work computer, put on some headphones, because we're allowed to say fuck, goddamn, and shit on this network. And on that way, your coworkers won't be all offended and get their little delicate sensibilities out of whack. And you get fabulous programming. Also, follow this here Hick on the Twitters at the H-Wood Hick. And follow the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. Okay? Okay. So I think, I got more particulars. I always forget. Like the particulars, I just get all the big old jumble, don't I? Every time. But you can find this here Hollywood Hick every day on the 7s right here on the Crab Diving Network, meaning 7 in the morning and 7 in the evening West Coast time. And that'd be 10 on the other side of this here country. And then I'm anywhere else. Do the math. I can't. My brain's hurt. I work too much and they make me think too much. I wake up in the middle of the night with work thoughts. I can't do math and have work thoughts. It's just more than I want to like put myself through. But you also get new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays if I can get my act together. Last Tuesday, I apologize, y'all. I did not get an episode done on account of, guess why? Same reason I got all the time now. The workplace. These people think they own me. Lock, stock, and barrel is killing me. It's killing a brother dead. The Hick is going to die of work-related stress issues. I'm telling you, if this shit don't get sorted out soon, I'm going to burst into a pile of ashes by spontaneous combustion due to stress-related anxieties or whatever the fuck you want to call it. But 7 in the morning, 7 in the evening, new ones Tuesday and Friday if a bitch can get his fucking act together. That bitch being the Hick sitting right here talking to you mother truckers right now. Okay? Whatever. Let's move on to things. What's going on out there in the... Okay. This story. This shit pisses me the fuck off, y'all. I can't stand this stuff. And I don't understand why it's gotten so out of hand and people just let this happen. But again, at one of these Donald Trump rallies, if anybody shows up there just that doesn't look like these people want them to be there, meaning you don't look like some mouth-breathing, honky-ass moron motherfucker with freaking guns strapped to everything and freaking pickup truck, just freaking like the epitome of freaking just... white trash America, which is just, it's like the extent to which this Trump campaign is like exemplifying how racist this country is beyond me. Like, this is exactly what, because this shit that went down, like this time where this stupid ass old mother trucker punched this dude as he's walking out, that's what I'm talking about. Like, this happened in North Carolina. Prime example why I left that place. Grew up in North Carolina. Fucking hightailed it to the fucking big city of Los Angeles as soon as I freaking could. Graduated college, got the fuck out of Dodge, okay? Nice place to visit, I guess, if you go to the good places like Asheville, Charlotte ain't bad. But you get out in some of these other places where all these mouth-breathing redneck fucking honky-ass morons out there causing trouble and thinking that, like, I don't understand. I still cannot for the life of me figure out why we can't just live and let live. And people think that they're entitled to this shit. But this fucking Donald Trump rallies where they think that they can just like attack people. Like apparently there's some reporter that got manhandled by somebody there. And Trump's trying to say, she made it up. Nah, dude, she didn't make that shit up. You fucking encourage this shit. You're awful horrible. Okay, and there's one point of this story, which I'll get to in a minute, which fucking hurts the Hollywood Hicks so more than anything else. But first, let me tell you what happened, okay? So I'm getting this off of the gawker. There's a couple of few stories out there. But what happened the other day... This happened, I don't know, day before yesterday, I don't know, couple of days ago. Let's go with that. How about that, y'all? All right. So, says right here on the Gawker website, Trump supporter sucker punches protester at North Carolina rally, right? Shoo, I hope I make it through this program. Just had a sneezing fit right here on the Hollywood Hick program. Ain't over yet. I tell you, I fucking hate sneezing just about as much as I hate this fucking redneck white trash bitch ass motherfucker who thinks it's appropriate to sucker punch somebody who's being led out by security for the simple fact that they just didn't agree with y'all and want to just stand there and listen to see what you stupid ass white fucking honkies are trying to like pull. Makes no sense to me. Heaven forbid somebody have a different opinion. I don't get that shit. Fucking mouth breathing moron mother truckers. All right, here we go. See if I can do this without sneezing. Sure can't. Here comes another one. Pause. If ever in my life I just sneezed once, it would be by the grace of Dolly. I swear to all that's holy. All right, let me see if I can get through this. At last night's Trump rally in Fayetteville, North Carolina, which Fayetteville is like a military town, BT dubs, and full of some fucking backwards-ass, honky-ass, bitch-ass motherfuckers who think it's appropriate to punch somebody the sucker punch way as they're being led out of a rally because that's what fucking coward bitch-ass bitches do. But according to this here on the Gawker website, says at last night's Trump rally in Fayetteville, North Carolina, a group of protesters were being peacefully led out by security when a Trump supporter stood up and sucker punched one of the protesters as he was walking by. And I love how he singled out the black guy, you racist ass piece of shit, right? The unprovoked attack was captured on video from multiple angles. I'm looking at it right now. Dude's walking up, bitch ass gets up out of his seat, walks over and just like punch, 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 all like sneaky from the side, like because he wouldn't do it up front because he's like chance of getting punched back, his old bitch ass self. No, coward. It's a cowardly move, you old fucking pain in the ass, bitch. Coward. I would look you dead in your old face and call you a coward. And then when you tried to punch me, I would beat the fucking ever living shit out of you and leave you in the street to just sit there and bleed and think about what you did as I stood over you and let you know that a faggot just kicked your ass. That's exactly what I would do. And that is exactly how it would go down because I am a lot younger than you and you should never underestimate a homo because sometimes we will sneak up on you and surprise you. It's like a fog. You will be left in a fog. And by fog, I mean fear of gays. You got that, you bitch ass bitch. But the story goes on, if I can do it without sneezing anymore and or having to suck snot through my head, Lord have mercy. Okay, goes on to say, the Washington Post spoke with Rakeem Jones, the one who was sucker punched by a bitch ass, coward ass bitch of a fucking motherfucker asshole. He's the man who was hit over the phone earlier this evening. Right. So right here on set, he says, this is a quote from Rakeem Jones, says, boom, he caught me. After I get it, before I could even gain my thoughts, I'm on the ground getting escorted out. Now I'm waking up this morning, looking at the news and seeing me get hit again. So now see what had happened was, is and then you've got these freaking racist ass freaking security people at these Trump rallies. Like, I think you get screened. Like, I need to know on a scale of 1 to 10, how racist you are. And if you are anything below an 8, then we don't need your services. I think that's pretty much how that shit has to go down. Because what happened was he gets sucker punched and then the dude who got punched got taken to the ground by security instead of the old fucking bitch ass bitch who was over there doing the sucker punching. Like, I don't understand this mentality at all whatsoever. And then Trump's bitch ass fucking punkin' head with a dead mangy fox fart puss over there just thinks he's like, oh, that's okay, like you should be getting something worse, right? But apparently it says here that Jones was, they said he and four friends, a diverse group that included a white woman, a Muslim, and a gay man. See, that's why good thing you didn't hit the homo, because a homo probably would have lost his ever loving mind and fucking, like, that old man, as my daddy would have said, would have been jerk ball headed because he would have grabbed him by the hair because he had a long ponytail. I could just see a homo grabbing him by that and swinging him around and around just like in a fucking Loretta Lynn song. I'm just saying is all. But, they had said they had gone to the rally as a social experiment, which they are fully entitled to do. Like, if they're not causing any trouble, then you can't fucking be the bitch ass bitch and just throw somebody out because they think a little bit different than you. They should be able to sit there and see, maybe you're going to change their mind. Maybe something would be said. I highly doubt it because there's nothing coming out of that motherfucker's mouth that's worth listening to anyway, other than to make jokes. But maybe he was stuck, like, I don't get it. I just don't fucking get it. He did say the woman that was with him started shouting once Trump's speech began. So they do that shit all the time. People are always shouting at other things. These stupid ass freaking honkies, racist motherfuckers go show up places, start screaming and yelling too. It doesn't matter. It's a rally. It's political. But you know what? You don't start punching on people, especially sucker punching people from behind, you coward ass bitch. But Story goes on. Jones also noted that no one in our group attempted to get physical, which you can tell by the video. It didn't. One, he didn't have time to get physical because he gets sucker punched and then taken to the ground by security like it was his fucking fault. Like, oh, sorry, your blackness caused you to get hit, and now your blackness is going to get you thrown down on the ground by security too, and then escorted out of the building while we don't do anything to the person who is for reals breaking the law up in here. I don't get it. Apparently, he went on to confirm to the Post what appeared in the video to be the security officer detaining him instead of the man who assaulted him for no apparent reason, saying, "The police jumped on me like I was the one swinging. I was basically in police custody and I got hit." So, it makes absolutely no sense. I don't understand. Apparently, the woman began shouting as soon as Trump's speech began, but aggression against the group apparently started before the protesting had even begun. Somebody named Ronnie C. Rouse, who recorded one of the videos, told the Post that someone in the crowd singled him and his friends, screaming, "You need to get the fuck out of here." Like, okay, so maybe you need to get the fuck out of there and actually go listen to somebody who has something fucking meaningful to say instead of just standing up there bloviating, telling you a bunch of sound bites you want to hear when there is no policy. There is nothing of substance underneath anything this man is saying. All he is spouting off racist shit that is making us look like freaking mouth-breathing morons all over the world. All you're doing is proving exactly what people were thinking to begin with, that this country is a fucking mess and full of some of the worst racist ever. Put your fucking racism and your guns away, and your sucker punching away. I don't fucking understand it. Apparently it says right here in this video above, because I watched it, and it is readily apparent that at least one security guard watched the attack take place before choosing to detain Jones. We have yet to see any evidence indicating that the man who punched Jones was even asked to leave, which he wasn't, I guarantee you. But on account of things such as the interwebs, some people might have to answer for some of the bullshit nonsense that they are up to, because Where did this fucking story go? Oh, he did apologize. I'm fucking messing up this. Where did the other story go about him getting arrested? Because he did get arrested because he fucking is on video and all over everything. And if you don't arrest somebody for that, then all you're doing is condoning it. And then I don't think that people would want that. Oh, like, I don't know. I don't fucking know. But where is... Well, whatever. I can't find the damn story. But motherfucker got arrested. Good. Got charged with assault and all kind of other things. I don't know where I put this story. But this is the part that fucking kills me. Because it says here over on the Daily News, John McGraw, that's his name, who sucker punched protester at North Carolina Donald Trump rally, hints at more violence. Basically what he says is, next time we might have to kill him. That's how this guy thinks. This is the kind of people that are fucking showing up at Donald Trump rallies. This is how horrible people are. This is how people, I don't get it. Why can't we all just live and let live? Why does it have to be this way? And it is, like, honestly, the biggest redneck looking motherfucker you have ever seen in your fucking life. And God damn you, New York Daily News, with your fucking autoplay videos. Quit with the fucking autoplay videos. I will choose to click play. I was just enjoying your website. I was even going to give y'all some props later in the program today, saying, like, I'm kind of digging the New York Daily News because I like their stories, because they show me a lot of stories about people that make me feel better about myself. But at the same time, your autoplay videos need to be fucking shoved where the sun don't shine, and fucking quit that shit. All y'all. Fucking public service announcement from the Hollywood Hick yet again right here. Quit with the auto motherfucking play videos, you bitch ass bitches. Okay, moving on back to my story. All right, so according to this dude, he says, says here, "Make America hate again," which is, I don't even know how you have to, I don't think they ever quit. I'm pretty sure they didn't, a good portion of it. The ones that don't live in a city, the ones that live out in the fucking backwoods, don't know how to fucking do anything. They're probably fucking still wiping his ass with fucking leaves for all I know. But it says here, an elderly goon who sucker punched a black protester at a Donald Trump rally in North Carolina said he has no regrets about his hateful actions and warned the level of violence could be ramped up. This is what I would call a threat. So, hey, Popo, maybe you should go over and, like, do something about this. Will they? I highly doubt it, right? He says, I guess he went on the Inside Edition program. So because they're so fucking, like, whatever, Inside Edition. Of course he went on Inside Mother Trucking Edition. But he says, next time we see him, we might have to kill him. That's what he says. It's a quote. He goes, "We don't know who he is. He might be with a terrorist organization, or he might just be there to see what's going on and actually like see if he could educate himself and see what's happening in the world out there, because that's what some people like to do, is go and like see different viewpoints and like try to understand where you people are coming from. But no, that's not something that you would want to do, because unless somebody thinks exactly like your bitch ass old fucking redneck bitch ass, then you don't want anything to do with it," which is a sad and depressing place to be, dude. Do you know how boring this world would be if we all thought like you? Actually, you know how dead a lot of people would be if we all thought like you? There would be so many fucking dead people everywhere, but just because you don't like the way they look, or you don't like the way they think, or you don't think that they should be doing that. You know what? Maybe you should just pay attention to your fucking house and never leave it. Just never leave it, because no, like, we don't want you out there in the world. You just need to remove yourself from society. Like they say they want to put all the homos on an island. No, I think we should put all of these fucking mouth-breathing fucking backwards-ass morons on an island and let them fight it out there. Fucking Hatfield and McCoy style. Bitch-ass bitch. All right, goes on. Says the cowboy hat wearing Trump supporter was arrested Thursday and charged with assault. At least they're talking about the story here while I was trying to find about the getting charged with assault. The sickening caught on camera attack, yet another example of protesters and media members being manhandled at Trump rallies, which is happening a lot. And Donald, you and your fucking big ass punkin head with the dead mangy fox on top of a fart puss needs to acknowledge this and actually say something. Be like, nah, dude, y'all can't be roughing up people at my rallies. And God, if this man becomes president, honestly, like, I'm torn. If he becomes president, we will have 4 years of fucking utter comedy. It's like whatever. I just would like to see how it goes down for a hot minute, knowing that if we could just pull the plug at any second, because it will just be a fucking farcical shit show. That is all it would be. But it says the sickening caught on camera, yet another example with blah, blah, blah. The sickening caught on camera attack. Good Lord, I can't talk sometimes. Yet another example of protesters and media members being manhandled at Trump rallies went down as cops were ejecting the 26-year-old Rakeem Jones from the event. Blah, blah, blah. We've already been through that. Jones said that he felt if he was being transported, like he was being transported back in time. I would too. He said, "It's not the America they portray on TV, and it ain't. It sure as hell ain't." But a friend named Ronnie Rao said he's the one who caught the incident at the Crown. He caught it on video. God, I can't talk. He said, "This is the America everybody wants to ignore." I agree completely. This is the America when people tell you, "Oh, racism doesn't exist. It's here." I believe, like, this Trump, if Donald Trump has done nothing else, he has proved to everyone that racism is alive and well in the U.S. of A. That's just all he has proven. I can't believe, like I'm looking at the mugshot of this freaking old ass bitch ass pussy ass fucking sucker punching like a coward bitch ass bitch John McGraw, and sitting here just like, he's like all indignant looking with his old fucking pussy ass coward fucking sucker punch from behind. If you're gonna fight somebody, go right up to their face. Come fight me, like I said, because then you're gonna have to tell everybody that a faggot kicked your ass, and I guarantee you that'd be worse than having to say one of those blacks kicked your ass, or whatever you want to call them. Like, I actually think you have a much more choice word to describe them than I'm gonna try to use. But just tell me, you ever come across my path, then I will let you know that sometimes a faggot won't take it either, and then maybe I'll come up behind you and sucker punch your old ass and see how you fucking like it, you pussy ass bitch. All right, moving on. Says here, video of the violent incident shows the ponytail McGraw clad in a cowboy hat and black leather vest sitting back down after cold cocking the peaceful protester as his seatmates congratulate him on the dirty blow. So everybody around, like, and it's like everybody's like, yay. And the other thing, some of the security, black people, I don't understand you. You should have been like, oh hell to the no. I can understand trying to get him out of the way so that he's not continually sucker punched by some pussy ass, bitch ass, freaking John McGraw with a fucking girly ass ponytail hanging off the back of his fucking redneck head. But apparently that is not something you want to do. So, like, that's odd to me. Like, I would think that at least you would be like, yo, dude, that ain't cool. Get your ass up and out of here. We taking you to the clink. But no, that ain't what happened. That is not what happened. Apparently, McGraw was convinced Jones, who appeared to gesture to the crowd but did not use physical violence, deserved to be decked. That's what he said. He said, you bet I liked it. This is this thing. So this means there's no remorse or anything, so that y'all should be like, just lock his ass up. Just teach this dude a lesson. Actually, throw him in jail, and then just make sure that the cell block he's in is nothing but black people. That is where this guy needs to go. He needs to go, and then just go in there and say, like, oh, yeah, and this is the guy who sucker punched one of your brothers at a Donald Trump rally because he's a pussy-ass bitch who thinks that sucker punching from behind is the way to handle a situation. So how about y'all handle a situation? That is what I would like to see happen. Basically, this is what he said on Inside Edition again. He said, you bet I liked it. Knocking the hell out of the big mouth. Apparently, dude wasn't saying anything. He was just making a gesture. The real big mouth is the one with the orange pumpkin head and the dead mangy fox on top of his fart puss up there at the podium. That's the one who's got the big fucking mouth, you dumb shit. But apparently a family member described McGraw as a retired horse handler and artist who is known for his short temper. He's a complex man. He's a strange man. In some ways, he's a good person. He can also scare the hell out of you. No, he's not a good person. What do you mean, in some ways, he's a good person? I don't see one thing about anything about this dude that's a good person. People always want to say, like, oh, he's a... No. You know what? Some people are just shitty people. That's just how it comes out. Some people are just horrible, awful, shitty-ass, bitch-ass people, and this John McGraw is one of them. So quit trying to sugarcoat anything. It's like all these people that's when something bad happens and somebody does something, they're like, oh, we never saw it coming. Nope, there were signs. You know, there were signs. You ignored them, but they were signs. I'm just saying is all. Apparently, police later arrested McGraw, good, and charged him with assault and battery and disorderly conduct. Trump has courted racially charged controversy throughout his campaign and angered many when he wavered about disavowing former Ku Klux Klan Grand Wizard David Duke's endorsement. Yeah, like, honestly, when you revel in getting endorsed by the Ku Klux Klan, that's some fucking shit right there, y'all. That is some shit. But I mean, he's been going after the Hispanics, Muslims, blah, blah, blah. This whole thing, I don't know if I can talk about it anymore. It's just pissing me the fuck off. And you want me to tell you the part about this whole thing? We'll move on. There's probably more to this story, but I got to move the fuck on because I'll just sit here and stew in my anger. But this is the part of this whole stupid thing that makes me even more pissed than anything else. Because you want to know why? This whole situation makes me agree with something that came out of the mouth of the one and only Fist Brown. Yes, that is, you know how I don't think I was ever with Fist Brown, but that's what I call Chris Brown. I think I stole that from the D-listed guy Michael K, so I will give him his props on that, but he calls him Fist Brown, and I think it's fucking hysterical. But fucking Fist Brown over on the Daily News again says, Chris Brown urges black protesters at Donald Trump rallies to travel in groups. Fuck Trump and fuck the pigs. Yes, I cannot believe right now here on the Hollywood Hick program, somebody I have freaking basically called the fuck out and been like, that horrible, awful, hateful person, one of the worst people out there, blah, 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 can't stand this motherfucker. But just like Dr. Phil, I can't believe I'm agreeing with something that came out of this mother trucker's mouth, but I have to agree because he says, it says here, embattled R&B singer Chris Brown wants black people to travel in groups to fend off violent Donald Trump rallygoers. They should. And when you get sucker punched like that, they should just pile up on that John McGraw kind of motherfucker and just show them what is up. Be like, you want a sucker punch? How about we just punch you straight up in the face? In front of your face. Not from behind, not sneaky, not all pussy ass like, but we just do it straight up. Or, you know, I'll come with you, Fist. I'll come with you. Then you can have him tell everybody a faggot kicked his ass. And that is what somebody like him never wants to do. That would be 10 times worse than a black person kicking his ass, because they could justify that in some way. But if they had to tell everybody that a faggot kicked their ass, whoo-wee. Well, apparently, says right here, Brown unleashed a tirade Thursday in the wake of a white Trump supporter sucker punching a black protester and urged his fellow African, oh my God, I don't even know what word just came out of my mouth, African Americans to go together to avoid being manhandled at the blowhard billionaire's increasingly rowdy rallies. This is what Chris Brown said, and I cannot believe that I am completely agreeing with him and saying, like, yes, I think this is, like, you are hitting onto something here that I am not going to say this is not a good idea. I'm just saying it's all. He says, man, this shit is getting crazy. Black people getting assaulted at fucking rallies where you're supposed to talk at. Exactly. Exactly. Why? Just fucking sit there. Like, you don't have to, like, if you don't like what somebody says, just don't fucking listen. Just turn it off. He went on and said, what you need to start doing, all these black people go together 40, 50 deep, see what they do then. Keep touching us, motherfucker. I kind of agree with that too. Then, like, because it is, it's like they single out the one. Like, they're such pussies. They're such fucking pussies. Brown also included an expletive laden caption saying, "God will have his revenge." Mm-hmm. He says, "Fuck Trump and fuck the pigs." Which in this instance, I say it's completely a valid statement, because Donald Trump didn't say anything to disavow this or some fucking like condone it or whatever. I keep saying condone, and that is not the right word. He condoned it when he should not have condoned it. How about we go about it that way? But he went on to say, "Without our black culture, Asian culture, Latin culture, Muslims, and any race that you don't approve of help, you of." Whatever. I'm going to say this again because I ain't saying it right. "Without our black culture, Asian culture, Latin culture, Muslims, and any race that you don't approve of, help you to be who the fuck you are." Yes, there's only one group you left out there, Chris Brown, and that's us faggots, because us faggots make the world beautiful. And he goes on, well, this is where the faggots should have really been brought in. It says, "Not to mention, we are the most creative, oppressed, resilient, and hard workers. Without us, you're just another simple-minded, scared little man." I agree with that too, because that's exactly what he is, a simple-minded, scared little man. But I do take issue with this here, because no, homos trump all of y'all when it comes to the creative, oppressed, resilient, and hard workers, because homos are freaking will surprise you at every turn, because we make things pretty. We will fucking sneak up on your ass in a sporting competition. Watch that Wipeout show that used to come on where they did that obstacle course on ABC. Whenever there was a homo on there, the homo almost always got to the fat finale. Almost always. Homos are fucking scrappy. So I'm just saying it's all. But I cannot believe that this freaking Chris Brown has done said something that I completely agree with, and I cannot freaking whatever. It just that is what pisses me off the most about this whole story, is because of this, I actually agree with Chris Brown on something. I'm not supposed to agree with Chris Brown on nothing. Nothing, 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 nothing. Moving the mother truck on account of I just can't. Let's see. What the fuck else is happening out there? Ooh, talking about getting punchy lately. I think I touched on this for a hot second on the last episode, or maybe I felt like I did on account of I didn't do a Tuesday episode. Maybe I was going to talk about the Tuesday episode again, y'all. Apologies if you were looking for a last Tuesday episode. Just sometimes my life does not allow me to do the things I want to do anymore. I'm trying to figure out a balance, but Lord have mercy, it ain't happening as soon as I'd like it to. But our friend, the little itty bitty comedian, Cat Williams, has done gone and found himself a world of freaking trouble again. Like I was talking about, like, oh, I did think I talked about where he got in trouble because he was at a pool store in Atlanta or something like that, or right outside of Atlanta, where somebody, like, I don't know, somebody said something he didn't like and he went fucking straight up nuts. But apparently after that, he has been on a, like, freaking, like, Bonnie and Clyde style. Well, I guess not Bonnie and Clyde. Like, whatever. Like, freaking just crime spree. Cat Williams has been on a major crime spree because, but right after that, five women claim that he, like, this is the beginnings of whatever. This is whatever. We will go through the saga that is Cat Williams for the last couple of weeks, because this shit cracks my ass up. But apparently, after that, not long after that, Cat Williams, apparently, this is according to the TMZ people, five women claim he held them at gunpoint. Yeah. So, basically, he says here, they call it Bonnie and Clyde, but you need a lady to be a Bonnie and Clyde. But apparently, Cat Williams is on a Bonnie and Clyde style crime spree, if you believe the five women who've now come forward claiming he and his crew held them at gunpoint. The women say they ran into Cat and his 15-person entourage Sunday morning at 2:30 in downtown Atlanta. They say they noticed the comedian and asked for a photo, but when Williams noticed one of them was recording video, he allegedly lost it. I don't understand why people always lose it when somebody is recording something. Like, if you ain't doing anything untoward, it's probably going to be okay. And we live in a world now where everybody has a camera/video camera in their pocket or purse or somewhere in their general vicinity at all mother trucking times. So get the fuck over it or never leave your house. That's pretty much how it goes down. You never know, especially if you're a celebrity. Just get fucking used to it. Goes on, says the women say he punched one of them, which started an all-out brawl until Williams took out a gun and pointed it at them. They claim he and his entourage took all their phones, and then one woman says she managed to grab a phone from their car and dialed 911. Now, when the popo got there, according to the TMZ people, says Cat told officers a different story. He claims the women were harassing him. I see, this is the thing, is Cat, your story, like, the thing is, you are like such a freaking bag of trouble. Like, I don't believe a word out of your mouth. I think I think that you just have like super duper freaking Napoleon short man complex where you overcompensate for everything with your little anger. He's like a little chihuahua dog that just won't quit fucking like coming at you like they're the biggest fucking pit bull in the fucking yard. And then they're just this stupid little chihuahua dog who doesn't understand that they can get their ass kicked at any second if they don't have 57 bodyguards around them. But apparently, Kat told officers a different story. He claims the women were harassing him. One of them tried to snatch a chain. It's always somebody tried to snatch a chain from their neck. I call bullshit on that. Y'all got to start coming up with a better story than somebody tried to snatch my chain from my neck, because that's some bullshit. I don't believe you. I don't believe you. You got to come up with something better than that. I just don't. And he said, apparently, he said, that's when he punched in self-defense. I don't believe you, Kat. I don't believe you. I'm sorry. I can't believe you. He does admit to taking out a gun, but only because he heard one of the women mention the gun. Okay, now, ain't he like in trouble with the popo for other things? And aren't people who are in trouble with the popo not supposed to have guns on them? So isn't that in and of itself admitting to like some sort of criminal activities where you pulled out a gun when you ain't supposed to have a gun on account of you've got felonies and shit like that? Because he's been in and out of the pokey quite a lot because of his little anger issues. Like, really, he needs to just dial it down. He needs to completely dial it down. Like, Kat, come on, dude. You're hysterical. I've seen your stand-up. I've seen you in the movies. You're fucking funny. Just be funny and quit being so damn angry all the time. You're short. Get over it. It's like you've got a lot of money. You can, like, get some lifts in your shoes like Tom Cruise or something, but just fucking get over it. We're all dealt something on one side or another where everything ain't exactly perfect. Yours is short. You know, I'm a homo. It ain't the most optimal way to go through this life because some people out there just hate you for the simple fact that you're a homo. So we just deal with it. That's why we run in groups too, because that way there's safety in numbers. But I will tell you, if you are one fucking mouth breathing moron John McGraw from the South in North Carolina who thinks that you can sucker punch people from behind, this homo will take you one-on-one and will not give two fucks about it. I will take you, I will stomp you into the ground, and then I will stand there until every person within a 14-mile radius understands that you just got your ass beat by a homo. That's what I'm saying. But going on with my Cat Williams story, apparently in the end, police didn't make no arrests, which don't make no sense. If a felon is over there waving a gun around, then maybe you should do some shit about that. Because there were no independent witnesses and no injuries, but they are continuing to investigate. And he was apparently, it says, Kat was arrested the next day in Atlanta suburb for allegedly punching an employee in a pool store. And that, you know, those ladies have lawyered the fuck up because Kat's got money and they want a piece of it. But the Kat Williams saga does not end there, y'all. No, that was not enough. Kat Williams has to like go on more of a freaking problem spree, right? Apparently, because also right after that, we also find out that not just in Georgia is he a wanted man, but now Kat Williams, according to the TMZ people again, is now a battery suspect in LA too after alleged Georgia crime. So what happened here, apparently, this says on the TMZ, Kat Williams is racking up alleged crimes coast to coast. He was also involved in an LA altercation and is considered a suspect. Kat tells us he saw a car accident Tuesday outside his hotel and went down to the scene to help the victims. But while he was doing that, he says onlookers, who he described as rappers, started making fun of his height. Williams stands about 5'5 and says the rappers were all 6 feet or taller. He says when he told them to shut up, one of them hit him, so he struck back in self-defense. See, like, that's the thing. I don't get it. I think it's like you're always like, it's always in self-defense. I just think that you got some major issues with your shortness, dude, that you need to come to terms with. It's just the cards you're dealt in life, dude. It's just, you just work through it. That don't mean you punch people for doing it. Like, honestly, just look at them. Make a joke. You're funny. If you don't got short jokes in your fucking repertoire by now, then you need to get some up in there so that you can just fucking laugh that shit off, because make some of the fucking tall dude jokes or something. I don't know. But it's the same story apparently he told about the two incidents in Georgia, first with the five women, and then also at the pool supply store, where he's accused of punching in all the cases. It's like he uses the same thing. It's like you can only cry wolf so many times, Cat. Or I guess you can only cry cat. Whatever. But you see what I'm saying. It's fucking ridiculous. Mother trucking ridiculous. I'm just saying is all, right? So he's also in trouble out here because he went to help and then he ends up making the situation worse. So Kat, maybe you just let other people help and you just go about your business. I think that might be a better way to go about things. But the icing on the cake of this is there's more. Oh, this is one of my favorite parts. Like, it's not like I keep thinking there's like only one more thing left, but there's more. This is a good one. Like, he's not having a good run because apparently he was also, this is according to the TMZ people, he was somewhere. Where was he at? He was in Philly, and up there it says here, Cat Williams throws sucker punch and gets stomped. See, this is what should have happened to that John McGraw motherfucker, because somebody should have just stomped his ass right then and there for being a bitch-ass, pussy-ass bitch who sucker punches somebody. But apparently, says here, Cat Williams had a crazy night in Philly, bum-rushing the stage at a rap show, punching a guy, and ultimately coming up on the losing end. Apparently, all this went down last Sunday night at the Trocadero Theater, where Benny Siegel, Jaleel Beats, Jadakiss, and a few other rappers were performing. Williams was all over the place, freestyling on stage, randomly doing pussy. It's like this whole gotta overcome this shortness thing. Like, look at me, I can freestyle dance, I can do the push-ups. He's standing around in a fight stance for no reason. Like, I don't get it. It's like, dude, just chill the fuck out, Cat. You're funny. You got a great thing going on. Why, like, what do you think you got to prove by being like some tough ass little short little puny ass fucker? I don't get it. But apparently, it says here, Williams suddenly ran full speed at someone on stage and clocked him. The duty decked has a loyal entourage which beat Williams down. Apparently, nobody was arrested because that's how this shit happens at these things. It's good, but you're somebody who had it on freaking video, because of course they did, because like I said just a few minutes ago, everybody is constantly walking around with a camera / video camera in their pocket or purse or somewhere on their general person somewhere close by at all times. Then also said he had an interesting few days for punching a store clerk, held women at gunpoint, got into a fight in the streets of Los Angeles. And if that's not enough, Cat Williams is having, I mean, this is one hell of a week. Be glad you are not Cat Williams right now. I mean, you would want Cat Williams money, I reckon, because I think he does have a lot of money from his comedies and videos and movies and things of that nature. But fucking you, computer, would you back the fuck up? Sorry, I'm talking to my computer. I should be talking to y'all. But then apparently the icing on the cake with all of this says right here again on the TMZ, because I like how I can click on Cat Williams' name and it'll pull up all his stories and I can have them all in one place. But apparently now Cat Williams is finally arrested. It says here, arrested after cops raid home, find guns and drugs. So Cat, in his mugshot, he looks pissed. Like, this is one angry ass motherfucker. Like, dude, you need to just cheer up. I don't know why you're so angry. You don't got so much to be angry about. You should just be happy, moving along, smiling, doing fun things, and not being a freaking menace to society. I'm just saying. But says here, Cat Williams is once again locked up after cops found weed and firearms while serving a search warrant on his house, right? So the Hall County Sheriff's Office in Georgia say the warrant was part of an investigation into Cat that began on March 1st after one of Cat's bodyguards claimed he was beat with a baseball bat and choked after refusing to engage in criminal activity at Cat's behest. So Cat said, go over there and do some of that criminalizing. And this dude was like, nah, dude, I don't want to do criminalizing. I would rather not go to jail. So how about we just don't do that? But apparently, the bodyguard claimed Cat threatened to kill him, but said the assault was carried out by others in the group. When cops raided Cat's home Tuesday morning, they found several firearms and large quantities of marijuana. Now, this thing, Georgia, marijuana is not legal. And those Southerners have this like fucked up relationship with marijuana and think that it's like this horrible, awful gateway drug, when really it just relaxes people and puts people in a better mood and makes them hungry. Like, booze has caused way more trouble in this world than weed ever will. I don't understand why people can't freaking wrap their brain around that. But apparently, Cat was booked for aggravated assault, terroristic threats, and false imprisonment. Cops say they will also add the drug and weapons charges. And again, this is in addition to all of the other shit that's been going down with Cat that we've been talking about for the last few minutes here on the Hollywood Hick program, right here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. And the cherry on this whole thing is apparently, because of this, his girlfriend, who is on one of those reality television programs, the Love and Hip Hop Hollywood, her name's Hazel E. She was finally like, bye, Felicia, I can't do this shit anymore. She's like, hail to the no. But apparently they are on a break, and she's like, I can't deal with this shit. He needs to fucking get his act together, because he is a little bit too punchy for my taste. So, y'all, everybody, quit acting a fool, Kat. Just quit acting a fool. Go back to comedies. Quit getting so angry. Get you some anger management or something. Hell, just get a freaking Xanax or something. Take a Xanax and you won't give a shit about nothing ever. Just don't drink on them. Because I can't. Because I learned that the hard way. I learned that if you take a Xanax pill and then you have cocktails, you will fall asleep just about anywhere you're at. That's pretty much how that shit goes down. That's how that shit goes down. Actually, that just happened to somebody, too. Where was it? I thought I had saved the story. That Rebel Wilson, I love her. I think she's fucking hysterical. But she said she got slipped a roofie at some trendy club out in Los Angeles. I think it was Los Angeles. But she, like, noticed it right away and got the hell out of Dodge. Now, let me tell you, that shit for straight up reals happens. I'm going to tell y'all, cautionary tale. Be careful. You never know when it's going to hit. Because I got roofied one time, and it was not cute. I got roofied. It was years ago. It was at this club called Drag Strip 66 out here. It was like a whole drag show going on. People showed up in drag. It was a lot of fun, except for it's a little too crowded for my taste at times, where you can't move and there's too many people and everything's all packed in like sardines, which I can handle much better in my youth than I can in my older age. But I got roofied up in there with a friend of mine. We both got roofied. And then I thought I was going to try to get the hell out of Dodge, but that was back before Uber and Lyft and all that, and my ass wasn't smart enough to not drive to clubs. And then I got roofied and then decided, I was like, I got to get the fuck out of here, and tried to get my ass home, but the roofie kicked in. And the next thing I know, I was driving the streets of Los Angeles for 5 hours lost at the Rose Bowl, when all of a sudden I snapped out of my haze and I was like, what the fuck just happened? Good thing I didn't end up in jail driving around like this. Like, it's fucked up. So look, be careful. If you think you got roofied, don't go driving, because I was young and stupid and didn't know. Well, plus I was roofied. I don't, not responsible for my actions under the influence of a roofie that I did not ask for, because I had one cocktail. And let me tell you, one cocktail is barely getting going for the Hollywood hick. I have been cocktailing since I was a fucking teenager, because that's what we do in the South. We didn't have nothing else to do, so we snuck booze. Don't hold it against me. I'm just saying it's what it is. But be careful out there, because if you get roofied, don't go driving, because you might end up driving the streets of Los Angeles till 5 in the morning, end up at the Rose Bowl and don't know where the fuck you are. I'm just saying it's all. So, Rebel, good for you, girl. Getting the hell out of Dodge. Hopefully you took a cab or a Lyft or an Uber or had somebody drive your ass and got the fuck out of there. Good for you to acknowledge. So, everybody, if you start feeling a little bit woozy or whatever and you're out at some club, you just might have got roofied, so you better take precautions. I'm just saying it's all. All right. What else is going on? Oh, Superman movie coming up, where apparently I hear that Wonder Woman steals the show, which I'm just hoping isn't hype, but because I really do hope that she steals the show, because I do have high hopes. I do have high hopes, even though she doesn't have big enough titties or hair. I'm going to try to let that go because of my love for the character of Wonder Woman. So I'm going to try to go into it with an open mind, because I did kind of like, other people don't agree with me, but I did kind of like how they introduced her in the trailer. So where she kind of looked all badass and Batman and Superman were like, holy fuck. And shit, who's this lady? She might kill us dead. But apparently the dude that played Superman, Henry Cavill, who I would tap in a heartbeat, apparently I like that he has a little bit of candor to him, and he's like, yeah, I'll tell you straight up, because according to the Page Six people, says Henry Cavill is addicted to money and fame. And good for him. He likes it. He's like, you know what? I got a shit ton of money now. I didn't have a shit ton of money. I didn't have it before, and now I do. So you know what I do? I'm going to spend it. But you know what? I'm just going to say this really quick, because he is super foxy, but he is losing his hair Jude Law style. So it's all going from the like front receding back, which right now it's okay, because I kind of like that look, because it, like, for some reason it looks a little bit manly to me. But I'm looking at it and I don't think it's going to last but more than a couple of 2 years before it starts falling out. So what I'm saying is, dude, do yourself a favor, take some of that money before something happens like you're Charlie Sheen and you end up broke because you did a whole bunch of stupid shit. And get your hair done, so that way you got hair, so you can still have that big flowing mane of hair whenever you're Superman, because Superman needs a big flowing mane of hair. Because I got a bald spot in the back, inherited it from my daddy's side of the family, and people are always telling me I look like gay Superman or gay Clark Kent. I don't know why they got to throw gay in front of it, but they always got to throw gay in front of it for some reason. Can't just say, hey, you kind of look like Superman or Clark Kent. No, it's always gay Superman, gay Clark Kent. I don't know why. Maybe it's just because I'm so stylish and fancy. I don't know. I know nobody believed that. Shut up. I'm moving on. But what I'm saying is, get you some plugs, move on, because you need a big flowing head of hair, and get the good ones where we can't tell, and do it kind of gradually over time so that nobody notices anything. Don't do it freaking Elton John style, where all of a sudden next thing you know, you got this straight line of freaking hair follicles across your forehead. I'm just saying is all. All right. What else? Oh, let's move on to people going to make us feel better about ourselves today. Where is this one? Because this story, let me just tell you, this story has me giggling on the insides like nothing. And it's horrible that I'm giggling, but it's not horrible that I'm giggling. It is not horrible at all. But and the thing that kills me, too, is I rag on these people all the time. But because the KTLA website out here in L.A., the Channel 5 News people, their website is usually riddled with mistakes, like the grammatical errors, even in headlines a lot of times. Like the headline will have blatant errors in it, and it's just living right there on the internet for the world to see. I'm like, really? Like, this just goes to prove that news today is just a bunch of fucking mouth-breathing morons who are just, like, just doing as little as possible to get by. It's just ridiculous. But this story kills me. So if y'all ain't feeling better about yourself yet, you gonna be feeling better about yourself at the end of this story, because you ain't gonna be this woman. Because this woman, as far as I'm concerned, is one of the dumbest people I have ever come across in the last couple of few months. Like, she is just straight up dumb. But it says here, gun advocate accidentally shot by her 4-year-old while driving down Florida highway. Of course, it's Florida. Where else would it be other than Florida? I don't think it's even possible to pick anywhere else for this to happen other than Florida. Maybe Texas. But says here, a pro-gun Florida woman was recovering Wednesday after her 4-year-old son got his hands on a loaded .45 caliber handgun and accidentally shot her in the back while she was driving down a highway. Okay, now, how is a 4-year-old? Now, one, I would think a 4-year-old child should be strapped into some sort of car seat, right? Isn't that how that shit works these days? Because everybody is so freaking overprotective. We didn't do that shit when I was kids. We just sat on the hump. That's what we were like. Can we ride on the hump? Which meant the armrest. So we put the armrest down, and I'd sit on the hump so that I could see over the freaking dashboard. That's how we fucking rode. But now kids got to be in the freaking car seat, or you go to jail or some shit like that. But says here, deputies in Putnam County spotted a truck and horse trailer stopped in the middle of the highway of Highway 20, roughly 30 miles east of Gainesville, around 3 p.m. Tuesday. Jamie Gilt, of course, Gilt, because she is guilty of freaking not handling her guns properly and guilty of just being a mouth-breathing mother trucking moron, apparently was in the front seat with a bullet wound to her back. She told deputies her 4-year-old son shot her while she was driving. Now, it is not clear how the boy got his hands on the gun. I can tell you how, because I guarantee the gun had to be sitting on the seat right beside him. How else is a 4-year-old who should be in a car seat, I can only assume, going to get a gun? Because she's a dumbass who left a freaking loaded gun on a seat beside a 4-year-old kid who wants to do nothing but pick up things like that and see what it is and play with it. So the next thing you know, you get shot in the back while you're driving down the road like some kind of stupid-ass mouth-breathing moron. But says she was taken to the hospital in stable condition, but according to Gilt's personal Facebook page, she is a vocal gun activist who runs Jamie Gilt for Gun Sense. Apparently you have no gun sense, girl. You have absolutely no gun sense. Zero. You are the prime poster child for why we need more regulations on guns, and why people like you who have no fucking sense, like, you have to be put through some sort of evaluation. I don't know what it is, but there's got to be some way to make sure that people are freaking responsible enough to have a gun. Because if you're going to leave a gun sitting on a car seat beside a 4-year-old kid so that you can get shot in the back while you're driving down Highway 20, you got some serious fucking issues you need to work through, and you got to really reassess your thinking. I'm just saying is all, y'all. I don't know any other way to say it. But the page, which had about 1,000 fans, has been removed. Of course it was, because now people go on there and be like, look at this person who claims to be a responsible gun owner is probably one of the most irresponsible gun owners ever. But apparently on Sunday, in a comment on her personal Facebook page, Gilt wrote, "Even my 4-year-old gets jacked up to target shoot the .22. That's great. So, like, you taught your 4-year-old how to shoot, which is exactly you taught your 4-year-old to shoot, so now your 4-year-old knows how to use a gun, so then he used it to shoot you in the back while you were driving down Highway 20. Like, you fucking dumbass. Like, really, like, you're stupid. This is just stupid. That's as stupid as it get. But apparently, says here, the Florida statute makes it a misdemeanor for a person to store or leave on a premise under his or her control a loaded firearm in such a manner that it is likely a child can gain access to the firearm. The investigation is ongoing to determine exactly how the firearm was stored in the vehicle. I can tell you it was sitting on the seat beside a four-year-old. That's exactly how it went down. Like, whatever. I am not even there, and I can tell you what happened. Good. Dolly, have mercy. Says any decision on whether to pursue charges against Gilt will not be made until she can be interviewed, according to the statement. Gilt hasn't spoken to investigators due to her medical condition because she got shot in the back by her own kid while driving down the road because she's the most irresponsible gun owner out there right now with her freaking cowboy hat and gun posing pictures. I don't get it. But apparently the child was put with family, blah, blah, blah. But I mean, she puts up like she's got all these guns. She's always like, time to play with my new toy. A gun. Like, you should never refer to a gun as a toy. It is not a toy. Okay? You get that, lady? It is not a toy. Jamie Gilt, you are so guilty of being a complete mouth-breathing moron. It is freaking ridiculous. But then today I was clicking about things, and she's like, honestly, there's a picture they got off her Facebook where it's her fucking smiling with a rifle while she's holding a four-year-old in her arms. Like, that is... There are people who think this is like appropriate behavior, which is amazing to me. These are the same people who show up to Trump rallies and racistly sucker punch somebody who is being led out just because they have a different viewpoint than a few people who are in their general vicinity. That is goddamn you and your fucking mother trucking goddamn autoplay videos. Stop it right mother trucking now. Jabez. New York Daily News, we were having a good relationship till this shit started to happen. Just today, right now, when I'm trying to talk about your freaking shit. But apparently, says here on the New York Daily News, Florida mom whose four-year-old son accidentally shot her in the back will keep her guns. Of course she will, because she doesn't think anything's bad. Like, she's like, oh, look, he actually hit his target, y'all. Look at that. But apparently it says the pistol-loving Florida mom whose toddler son accidentally shot her in the back won't give up her guns, her family said, unless she goes to jail. So that's what she says. Jamie Gilt, 31, could face criminal charges after her four-year-old boy found a fully loaded 45 caliber handgun in the back seat next to his booster seat and pulled the trigger. See what I tell you? I didn't even know this part yet because I hadn't read this. I just clicked on it because I was like, read the headline. And I was like, this is going to freaking support a Hicks freaking position on this freaking story right here. But apparently, was that blah, 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 moving on. Sorry, I had to scroll down past all the pictures and autoplay videos. But it says here, the wounded gun fanatic found herself in an awkward and painful position when she was shot in the just a day after bragging about the little boy's shooting prowess. Her personal blog and social media sites are filled with posts in support of gun ownership and the Second Amendment. And that won't change, her mother said. Her mother claims this was an accident and nothing more. Bullshit. You know what? It was not an accident. You don't accidentally leave a gun on the seat, a loaded gun on the seat beside a four-year-old. That is not an accident. That is called unresponsible. Not responsible. Unresponsible, is that a word? Irresponsible. That's the word I'm looking for. Unresponsible. Irresponsible, horrible, awful behavior. And you should not be trying to like make excuses for your daughter. What you should really be doing is going, my daughter is a complete mouth-breathing moron, and I'm going to have a serious chat with her because my grandbaby does not need to be shot in the back while going down the street by anybody else either. But she says, this was nothing more than an accident. All the gun control people are jumping on this, but it will not change her opinion about owning guns. She is very pro-gun and will not change her opinion until about owning them. She will keep her guns, and I'm happy that she will, because you are a mouth-breathing moron, and exactly what is wrong with this freaking country is these kind of people who think that this shit's okay. I don't fucking get it. And apparently she says the boy's doing fine and is unaffected by all the commotion. Yeah, because you know what? He was brought up in a culture to think that this is okay. Like, if you think this is okay, you got serious issues and you really need to reevaluate your life. I'm just saying it's all. So, oh yeah, this is the story. This is what I'm getting at here. Be mother trucking glad your name is not Jamie Gilt and or her mama, Jane Bramble, who wants to freaking make excuses for this shit, because you have not got shot by your four-year-old kid who you thought it was appropriate to leave a gun on the seat beside him in the back seat of a car so that you can get shot in the back while driving down Highway 20 in Florida. I'm just saying is all. That is some straight up mother trucking bullshit. So all of y'all revel in the fact that that is not you and it will never be you. And that does it for the Hollywood Hick. I just looked at the fucking time. I was on here rambling. I could have gone on this story for another good 15, 20 minutes on account of this bitch is nuts. N-U-T-S, nuts, crazy. She got freaking crazy eyes, crazy face, crazy actions, just crazy ass, stupid ass people. So be glad that ain't you. And this here is a Hollywood hick. I'm going to get the fuck out of here so that I can get to the workplace. Thank Dolly, it's Friday, so I can get a few things done. Maybe get out of here. I'm trying to get my hair did this weekend. My hair is so freaking out of whack. I don't even know why I just told y'all that. But this here's a Hollywood hick. Y'all been listening to me on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. Also, follow me on the Twitters at the H-Wood Hick. Follow the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. And that does it for me, y'all. I'm getting out of here. Look at that. I only had one sneezing fit through the whole thing. After that one, I was like, oh, shit, this is just going to go on through the whole thing. I promise. I cut it out. That's why you didn't hear it. But there was a big old long sneezing fit in the middle of there. And good luck. Be glad you don't got sneezing fits. That's what I'm going to leave y'all with, too. Be glad you ain't Jamie Gilt. And be glad you ain't in the middle of a sneezing fit, because every sneeze that goes, whatever. With every sneeze, I get more angry. That's what I'm trying to say. All right, y'all. I'm out of here. I don't know why I felt like rambling at the very end of this, but I'm gone. Doodle lamb, do, mother truckers. Be good. I am out of here. Bye. Two lamb, two lamb, two lamb, two lamb, two lamb, two. Crank leg, now. Crank leg, wow.